Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Hello, and thank you for listening to Hope for Today. We are honored to be with you again. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We are a small ministry from the U.S. Two things we focus on are Bible distribution and Bible teaching. We teach the Bible via this program and another program called The Voice of Hope. Our method is exegetical Bible teaching. And using this method, we've taught through several books in the Bible. In Bible distribution, last year, 2023, we shared just over 100,000 copies of God's Word. We can't do this alone, and we are very thankful for many of God's people who have contributed to Heralds of Hope for this ministry. As you can see, the Bible is very important to us because it is eternal and because our lives have been changed for the better because of its teaching. We hope you also have the same testimony. For the last year, we have been in Exodus, but now we are coming to the end. We trust you have enjoyed this journey. Next week will be our last lesson in Exodus, and from there, we will go to the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians. We look forward to the change and hope you will continue to join us. Today's title is Being in the Presence of God, taken from the end of Exodus 34. Pastor J. Mark will share this lesson with us now.
As I've said before in this study from the book of Exodus, in the heart of everyone is the desire for fellowship with God. Somehow, from the innermost part of our beings, we cry out for the presence of the divine. We are like one of the ancient philosophers who cried out and said, "Oh, that someone would come, man or God, and show us God." Yes, we long for fellowship with God. And I am thrilled to tell you that God has sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world so that we can know God. Certain religions have stages or degrees through which you must pass in order to come into the presence of their God. Only a select few can reach those stages, those qualifications. For the common person like you and me, it never becomes possible. But then, those are not true religions. With the revelation of God in His Word, we learn that it is not difficult to come into the presence of God, and the reason for that is because God has taken the first step toward us by giving us His Word. In His Word, we learn the way to come into His presence. He has revealed Himself to us. Moses was a man who knew what it meant to spend time in God's presence, and the Bible speaks about him as one who spoke face to face with God. So I want to talk to you today about being in the presence of God. And this is revealed for us in Exodus chapter 34 and verses 29 through 31. Just three short verses, but I want you to listen carefully as I read them. That's Exodus chapter 34 and verses 29 through 31. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in his hand, when he came down from that mount, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him, that is, while he talked with God. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. This text details for us the experiences Moses had when he was in the presence of God. First of all, he experienced unusual beauty. We're told that when Moses came out from the presence of God, his face was shining. He didn't know it, but he had absorbed something of the divine beauty, the divine glory. Some of God's glory had soaked into his skin, into his face, until it shone like the Shekinah glory of God, because he had experienced this unusual beauty. His face shone so much that when he came down from the mountain, Aaron and the children of Israel were afraid of him. They were afraid to come near him. He was unapproachable by Aaron and the elders. The beauty of his face, having been in the presence of God, separated him from the rest of the people. It was rather awesome, no doubt, to look at a bit of glory like the glory of God. Even today, when a person spends time with God, he partakes of God's beauty in his inner being. I have met some people like that. Their faces radiate something of the beauty and the glory of God. Now, not exactly like Moses, not a face that shines with the glory of God, but because they have spent time in the presence of God, they have an inner peace and an inner beauty. It is what the Bible calls in other places the beauty of the inner man. It radiates so that a person can see there is a beauty of countenance and a beauty of character with the person who has spent time with God. And so it was with Moses. He had spent time with God. He absorbed something of the divine beauty from being in God's presence. And then secondly, for one being in the presence of God, he received unusual commandments. I want you to understand that when Moses went up on Mount Sinai and received the law from God, that was a special favor. No one else had ever had that privilege before. Moses received from the hand of God the words of God. The Ten Commandments, the Decalogue as it's sometimes called, contained the highest moral standards of any people and any time. Moses was particularly and uniquely favored to receive these unusual commandments. Being in the presence of God prepared Moses to become the mediator between God and Israel, between God and humanity. He became their intercessor or their mediator. He received from the Lord and he gave it to the people. Moses gave to Israel in commandments all that the Lord had spoken to him on Mount Sinai. Receiving such unusual commandments made Moses an unusual person, and his unusual character was the result of having spent time with God. When any person spends time with God, he will learn of God's unusual commandments. Jesus gave unusual commandments too. You can read them in what we call the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. I urge you to read them. God still reserves special people for special places, and he is able to communicate to those special people important truths about himself. When Moses was in the presence of God, God gave him unusual commandments. So we have unusual beauty, we have unusual commandments, and finally, we see unusual fellowship. Moses shared unusual fellowship with God. He spoke with the Lord face to face like a man speaks with his friend. So there could be an immediate response. Moses had that kind of relationship and fellowship with the Lord. Moses went into the tabernacle of the Lord to speak with him, and when he did, he took the veil off of his face until he came out. In other words, he was there before the Lord with an open face. Remember, I said when he came down from Mount Sinai, he covered his face because the people were afraid of the glory that was radiated from his face. Whenever people come into the presence of God, they are open-faced. Nothing can be hidden from the Lord. Moses didn't try to hide anything. He had this unusual fellowship with God. And he had unusual fellowship with the people because he was their mediator. He stood between them and God. He could speak with God, and then he could come out and speak with the people. So he was God's spokesman. That's unusual fellowship. And Moses had that because he spent time in the presence of God. When any person spends time with God, he will have fellowship with God and also with his fellow men. There are some people who simply withdraw from society. We call them ascetics or hermits. They live alone in some barren wasteland. They spend all their time alone, they say, in communion with God. But I'm here to tell you that's not really the best way. Moses fellowshiped with the Lord, but then he also fellowshiped with the people. So when one really spends time with God, he will desire to have fellowship not only with God, but also with his fellow men. We can conclude that anyone who spends time with the Lord will absorb some of his beauty. Heavenly glory will affect his countenance. It will show on his face. He will understand the unusual commands of the Lord, and he will enjoy God's fellowship in unusual depth. Wouldn't you like to spend more time with God? What experience have you had with him? Is he real to you? Real enough that you absorb some of his glory, that you understand his will and revel in his fellowship? Take time today to spend in God's presence.
Thanks, J. Mark, for this lesson about being in the presence of God. Moses had an amazing experience, and those questions at the end are good, and we hope you have answered them with a big yes. Of course, we want more of God. Before we finish, let's think for a minute about how we come into God's presence now. Praise Him, we don't have to model the instructions given to Moses, but He has given us a new way. There's a precious verse in Hebrews which teaches this, and every time I meditate on this verse, I am filled with wonder. It says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus," in other words, we have boldness to come into the presence of God. But how can this be safe? How can we do this without losing our life? Listen, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. This is very important for us, and a big change from the Old Testament. Since Jesus came, we now have access to God's presence through the blood of Jesus. We do not have to travel to Jerusalem. Instead of going to the temple, we can meet him in our closet. We can go into his presence from anywhere and at any time. Imagine growing up as a Jewish person, then hearing one of his disciples teach this about Jesus. You would have had to completely change your thinking. Instead of the high priest going into the holiest of holies once a year, through Jesus, we have access anytime. Through him, there's no time limit. Earlier in Hebrews 4, we're even encouraged to come boldly to the throne of grace. As an Israelite, you would have been scared of dying if you got close to God's presence. And now, you're encouraged to go anytime, the exact opposite of what you were taught earlier. This is a huge change from the Old to the New Testament, and it is one we are very thankful for, and we should continue to be amazed by it. Do not take it for granted or treat it as a common thing. We keep the same awe and respect for God and come into his presence through his Son, Jesus Christ. There are no limits from God's side. We are always welcome and we can stay as long as we like. That is incredible. It's also very serious. God has done his part. Now the decision is ours. How much will we give? Do you allow him to have everything? Thanks again for being with us. Here's our contact information if you would like to contact us. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, send a letter. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, PA, 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. On our website, please look around and check out our other programs and resources. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. Lord willing, we will be together again next week for our last lesson in Exodus. Till then, go with God, and may all of us live out Hebrews 4:16 by coming boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need.